It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner today, brought to you by Sonny's Family Diner, open for breakfast and lunch daily from 7 to 2. Everything on their huge menu is homemade with the freshest, highest quality ingredients. Stop into Sonny's Family Diner, 2171 West Henrietta Road. Don't forget they have ice cream, I think, there too during the summer. So, yeah, you can enjoy everything at Sonny's Family Diner. 416, Sarah, what are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, we are wrapping up our theme week on aliens today.
Yes.
And we're talking about the purple people eater.
Oh.
Yes.
Great.
Can't go a theme week about aliens without talking about the purple people eater.
Okay.
Yeah. So the purple people eater is a novelty song written and performed by Sheb Woolley, which reached number one on the Billboard pop charts in 1958 from June 9th to July 14th.
Wow.
The purple people eater tells how a strange creature from outer space descends to Earth because it wants to be in a rock and roll band.
Maybe that's why they're coming here. Maybe the other planets don't have good rock and roll bands.
They don't have the same musical abilities.
You're right. And what's the music like on other planets? What do you think?
I have no idea.
Not great.
Probably not.
Not great.
Right.
That's what I hear.
So as a kid in Oklahoma, Sheb Woolley dreamed of being a singing cowboy, but eventually found work in a series of Western films and TV shows. His big break professionally came when he was cast on the show Rawhide.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
He was taking a break during the shooting of the Rawhide pilot episodes and decided to have a meal with his old friend, a songwriter named Don Robertson. Now, Robertson, who wrote a great deal of country and pop songs for the likes of Elvis Presley, among others, told Woolley a joke, which was originally posed by his son.
Okay.
So the joke was, what has one eye, one horn, and eats people?
I don't know.
A one-eyed, one-horned people eater. Is the joke.
Okay.
That's the joke, right? So Woolley, for some reason, thought that there was a potential for a song in there somewhere.
Little nugget of something.
And he tried to get Robertson to help him write the song to no avail. Probably because he was like, are you crazy? Like, how are we going to write a song about this?
That was a dumb joke. You're taking it too far. Stop, Sheb.
But Woolley finished composing it within an hour, adding the word purple just for some color.
It took a whole hour. It took a whole hour.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So according to Woolley, MGM Records initially rejected the song, saying that it was not the type of music with which they wanted to be identified.
Yeah.
However, a recording of the song reached MGM Records' New York office and became very popular with the office's young people.
Oh.
All the young people in the offices.
Kids love that stuff.
Yeah. They so up to 50 people would listen to the song at lunchtime.
Yeah. Really?
So, yeah.
Is it the cafeteria, the cafe?
I suppose. The front office noticed, reconsidered their decision, and decided to release the song. Within 3 weeks of its release, it was the number one song in America.
Wow.
Probably everyone was equally surprised.
Straight to the
that.
Top. Sheb wasn't. Yeah. Sheb was like, look,
I knew I had gold. Yeah.
I told you. What are the guy who told him the joke? What's that guy doing, huh?
I don't know. Yeah. So the meaning of the song has been hotly debated over the years.
Yeah.
So the song establishes that the creature eats purple people, but not whether the creature itself is purple.
Oh, it's like that, is it?
Yeah. So this song's title doesn't have a hyphen.
Oh.
So it can be interpreted either way.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the ambiguity of the song was present when it was originally played on the radio. In responses to requests from radio DJs, listeners drew pictures that show a purple-colored people eater. And that summer, Life magazine actually created a spread featuring some of these drawings and a photograph in the middle showing Sheb Woolley with a people eater puppet that his wife had made.
Oh.
But the photo's in black and white, so
we can't tell.
No idea if the puppet was purple or not.
We'll never know.
So, yeah. So the song inspired an array of merchandise, including horned hats and T-shirts featuring the monster, and even a type of ice cream.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, why not?
There were also some follow-up songs, including the Big Bopper's song, The Purple People Eater Meets the Witch Doctor, and Woolley's own Santa Claus Meets the Purple People Eater.
I like the fact that they just no shame now. They are all in, and they will pair it up with anything.
Of course. Just keep it going.
Make another record.
Yeah. The enduring popularity of the song also led to the nicknaming of the highly effective Purple People Eaters, the Minnesota Vikings defensive line, from 1968 to 1977.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then in 1988, it was made into a film.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, all right. The film adaptation. It starred a young Neil Patrick Harris.
No, Doogie Howser?
Along with Ned Beatty, Shelley Winters, Dustin Diamond, Peggy Lipton and Thora Birch in her film debut.
Dustin Diamond and who are the big names you said at the beginning?
Ned Beatty. Yeah. Shelley Winters, Peggy Lipton, Thora Birch. Yeah.
And Screech.
And
from
Screech.
Saved by the Bell.
And a young Neil Patrick Harris.
That's
So the movie tells the story of a kid who plays his grandfather's copy of the record and in so doing summons the song's creature.
Oh.
And I did look to see if that was available to stream anywhere, and it is not, which I think tells you all you need to know about how good that movie probably is.
It's not?
Mm-mm.
Is it on YouTube?
Maybe.
We'll search.
Yeah.
We will turn over every stone to find a copy of this. You picked out a record to go along with the Purple People Eater, did you?
Yeah, well, I think the song choice is pretty obvious today. Yes, we're going to play the song, the Purple People Eater.
I never want to assume, Sarah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 1027, Sheb Woolley, the Purple People Eater on Legends 1027. Sarah, why did we just play that song?
Because we were talking about the Purple People Eater.
Yeah.
To finish up our theme week on aliens
Indeed
this week.
Indeed we were. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Ready, go.
Okay, this song was based on a joke told by the son of one of Sheb Woolley's friends.
Well, he wrote the song in just an hour.
And it was the number one song in America within 3 weeks of its release.
And it stayed there for quite some time, number of weeks, I think.
Yeah,
right?
You said
early June through...
From June 9th to July 14th.
So it's 5 weeks or something like that?
Jeez, that's a summer hit right there.
It's a good amount of time. You pulled up the movie. You said Purple People Eater. Yeah, it doesn't look like it's streaming anywhere. It's a 1988 release rated PG.
Mm-hmm.
It's 90 minutes long. And on IMDb, it's got 4.5 out of 10 stars,
right.
Unfortunately. That'd have been 5 stars. It'd be a great review. But 4.5 out of 10 stars.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people in this that are, you know, famous people, big names.
Yeah.
It's really, really shocking.
Be really shocking that it's not good?
Really shocking. They got all those people in
there.
Folks want to learn more about the Purple People Eater, Sarah. Where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there is a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It is all there. Aliens all week long, from Marvin the Martian on Monday, Alf on Tuesday, E.T. on Wednesday, Mork for Mork on Thursday, and the Purple People Eater wraps up the set today. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Back on Monday, fresh episodes.
Absolutely.
Have a glorious weekend.
You too.
And we'll see you then. Ed Smith has traffic. Meteorologist Josh Nichols has weather as we get closer and closer to the weekend on Legends 102.7.